I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by ITV's rising new star. It's Queen Mojo, everybody.
Hey! Oh, the audience goes wild. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
She's the moment.
It's too much.
Oh, my doggy did not like all the clapping. He's come to get some attention. You should still say... No, God, not you. It's me who's going mad. He's a very spoilt pup, so he's just not used to mammy loving someone else, I'm afraid. Right, girls, so I'm a huge reality TV fan. I've watched them all, from Love Island to Big Brother, Strictly to The Jungle, Made in Chelsea to Geordie Shore. And actually, like, I'm going to just put this out there. I think the... Black community are hugely unrepresented within that genre.
Yes, very much so.
I'm sure, as being part of our community, you're someone who completely agrees and felt that frustration a little bit more than me.
Yeah.
Do you think this show is long overdue, but also just super important?
Girl, hell motherfucking yes. We need this. We even needed this. And the cast itself is... diverse. Not being black isn't the level of diversity that we're looking for. So we've got people from the LGBT community, those that identify as non-binary. We have a young girl on the show, Isla, who's amazing, who's of mixed heritage. We've got me.
Obviously.
I'm more than just diverse. So we've got loads of different things. The representation, we just watched episode 3 last night, and I love what I'm seeing. I'm seeing different people from the community. Free shops that are really important to Peckham that everyone's known about. It's the wholesome content that the black community needs to show us in a positive light, and learning how to deal with negative situations as well, and negative opinions on our lifestyles. It's really, really interesting. Episode 3 is where things really start to pick up. Very excited.
I, for one, I'm like loving it, mate. I'm so pleased. Hey. It feels, like I say, long overdue, and definitely something. The shake up that TV needed.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but having said that, if you had to choose to go on the lash with the lash on the piss, on the drink, with another reality TV show, who would it be?
Ooh.
Made in Chelsea, Towie, Geordie Shore, what are you thinking?
Oh my God, it's going to be Gemma. It's got to be Gemma Collins. It's going to have to be. I've got to go out with Gemma.
We're going with Towie.
She's my idol. She's my bestie in my head. Towie. I love a bit of Gemma.
No, who doesn't, mate? Honestly, she's so class. I've been trying to get her on this, but she's fucking busy, the cunt. Always
Gemma!
Busy. Oh, mate, I agree, though. She'd be class on the lash.
We have a great time.
Yes. Great time. Honestly, though, you'd be a force to be reckoned with. I feel like I'm going to try and wangle myself and invite to that as well.
Come on.
So looking at your Instagram, babe, it's so obvious that even before Peckham's Finest and the show, and you were given this platform, you were definitely using your Instagram and your platform to bring some happiness and positivity and love into the world. Yes!
Of course. It's what I love to do. I, like many people, have been depressed, downtrodden, upset about life here, there, everywhere. But through all of it, I've managed to keep a smile on my face. And that's what I want to share. I want to show people, let's look at the other side of, oh, I'm so depressed. Or let's look at the other side of, you know, having gone through some bad stuff. And let's just share positive energy. Mm. That's what we need. Instagram's full of fakeness and phonies. Mm. And it is a highlight reel of the best parts of everyone's lives. And I'm here to throw that all in the bin and be like, I'm both.
Yes.
There are days when I'm just as amazing as I am shit, and days when I'm feeling really shit and I can be just as amazing on that same day. Both of them can exist.
Yeah.
And as a big girl, you know, I mean, it's what you see when you see me.
Yeah.
As a big girl, I'm really inspiring hundreds, thousands, literally, of women to embrace themselves as they are, in the bodies that they have. And if they want to make those changes, that's fine. Yeah. Go ahead and do it. But you've got to be okay with what the body that you're in right now, in this current moment. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't hide the body. You can't dream about another one if you're not okay with the little belly fat you've got.
But I just think life's for living, mate, you know? And I honestly, there's this saying, isn't there? And it's like, life's not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
Right.
And whether that is, you know, you are in pursuit of a better job, whether you're in pursuit of, like, a different body type or different, something like a different health and fitness goal, or whether it's, you know, a new romantic interest, whatever, you can't put things off because you're waiting for that day. Like, you have to embrace who you are and love every single step of the journey. And I think that's really important. Otherwise, like, you're just always waiting for tomorrow and life passes you by. And that's so rubbish.
I can't do that. My friend said to me, and I agree with her, if I'm going to be alive, then I'm going to live. Oh, you know what I mean? If my heart is still beating, if there's still air in my lungs, then I'm going to kill this shit. How I'm going to do it, don't fucking know. Figure it out on the way, but I cannot, I can't sulk anymore.
We're all just making it up as we go along. None of us have got a clue.
I'm telling you, just wing it.
None of us have got a clue.
Fake it until you become it.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad about it either. I was having a conversation with a friend and she was like, okay, so explain to me your journey, just some things about my past and whatnot and where you've been and what you've been up to. And I was like, yes, there was a little period of time when I was homeless. And she was like, okay, so did you start your Instagram afterwards? And I was like, no, hon. Throughout the entire journey, throughout, you know, moving this house, that house, that place, there. I was posting on Instagram. Mm. I was asking so-and-so to borrow me a tenner so I could get to the shoot. Then so-and-so would borrow me a tenner whilst I'm at the shoot so I could buy lunch and not look like I'm broke amongst the other models.
Yeah.
And then so-and-so would either pick me up or I'd walk halfway and then I'd meet them in Stratford and then they'd drop me back down to South London. I am not giving up. I am relentless. And I just want people to understand, being relentless, living, dancing in the rain, living through all of the pain and all of that stuff is going to pay off in the end.
Of course.
Had I given up, had I sulked, had I, you know, oh my God, no one knows what I've been through. Like, this is so funny. No one cares, hon. The world's still spinning, baby girl.
Yeah.
Everyone's still moving. The clocks are ticking. Time is going. Wipe your tears. Sort your shit out. Yeah? Yeah? And let's get it cracking. Because I'm pushing 30 right about now. And I want to enjoy it.
Mate.
I want to retire by the time I'm 45 and get a butler. Okay?
You are so inspirational. So I had no idea about... So would you describe... When you say you were homeless, would you describe, like... Like a lot, are you having to like sofa surf and stay with friends and stuff like that?
So there've been quite a few instances, unfortunately, but got through all of them. The most recent one was beginning of 2019, struggling to get a job, mental health was struggling. So you know, it all comes together and sort of hits you pie in the face. And 2019, really struggling. Went eventually to get some support from the local council. They was like, well, you know, you're over the age of 25, so you're over 24. I wasn't a minor, basically. So they said, we're just going to give you a shelter. Got to the shelter. Imagine, if anyone can imagine what their primary school dinner hall looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like that. And in the corner, there were about 20 purple mattresses stacked on each other. And pick a mattress.
No.
Do what you got to do. There, or there. And if you can, behind the curtain, because obviously you're a woman. Do what you got to do. Do what you gotta do, hon. And every single day, I still managed to post my little hashtag Mojo Motivation on my Instagram stories. I wanted to continue to encourage people, and I would always use pictures of the location I was at as a background. It was the only way that I could communicate that was homeless without saying it, because it wasn't the priority. It was more, girls, get up out of the depression. I'm depressed right now, little do you know. But I'm not giving up. No. Oh, no, 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 no. And then I moved from hostel to hostel to hostel to finally being housed permanently and being safe and stable. But it took about maybe 6.5 months, and that wasn't the first time, but it was the most recent one. And I just said, well, I'm not giving up. I've borrowed girlfriends' wigs. I have sewn up clothes. Yes. I have super glued outfits together, or like, you know, what's it called again? The hot glue gun, yeah, outfits together, just so I can show up and be Queen Mojo. And until I could get to that point, until I could get my mojo back fully and be like, I'm here, I've arrived, it was not in vain. Because we've all been through stuff. We've all been hurt, cried and whatnot. And if you don't have anything carrying you forward, it should be the memories of what you've been through and not wanting to go back there that pushes you. And that's what pushes me. I never want to have to decide whether I'm going to top up my gas, my electricity or buy food. I never want to have to figure out which one I'm going to do today. No way. No way.
You are so brave and so resilient. Like, just hearing you talk makes me... I honestly feel a little bit emotional, babe. Like, I don't want to patronise you at all. I just feel like you're just an incredibly motivational person, and like, everything you've been through, you should be so fucking proud of yourself. Like, I don't want to like gas you up here, but I do actually feel really, really overwhelmed now hearing all of that. Like, it's quite obvious to me, you've never wallowed, you've never sat in self-pity and allowed where you are in that moment to stop you pursuing your dreams and goals and stuff. How did you deal with your depression within that situation? Because I feel like I would fucking wallow, mate. It takes a better woman than me to not sit there and feel sorry for herself, let us tell you that.
I think it was my grandma. Just having that voice in my head. My foster grandma, I'm a northerner, by the way.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, well, I was brought up in North Lincolnshire, teeny tiny little village next to Grimsby, right?
Yeah, she fucking is.
12 years.
Yeah, she is. You've been masquerading. I'm going to tell them all at ITV, fucking Yorkshire's finest, never mind Peckham. Fuck off. I love that.
So I brought up north, right? Yeah. And
lovely.
The difficult time, but my grandma would always say, right, I can't keep that.
No, you're very difficult. Good. Go for it, girl.
But my grandma, my wonderful grandma, would always say to me, you know what, sweetheart, one day your name's going to be in lights. Because I would always get her to watch me in front of Top of the Pops doing all the dance routines. Yeah, I'm steps. 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm such a
fun
with my dance
floor
date. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate, I was a big fan of yourself. Yes.
So doing that all the time, going and being different at school. I was the only black girl in the school.
Yeah.
Only black girl in the village, actually.
Like a little Britain sketch, aren't you? That was stop it. Stop. Okay.
Every time I say I was the only black girl in the village, I hear people laugh because all they're hearing, I'm the only gay in the village.
That is actually it.
So having, I didn't realise, because of the love and support that I received at school and from grandma, I didn't see my difference.
That's lovely. So it, you shouldn't. That's right.
I didn't. Although there were times when I did feel it. Mm. Let's not be wrong. There are very clear physical differences between myself and the school, but they never made me feel it. I felt it because I was going through something. Mm. So those differences. Josie! That's my full name, Josephine. Josie! At the school disco, I was fucking giving it. You know, I've got rhythm in me. It's in my roots. It's in my blood. So I'm giving all this stuff. This different girl was, I just loved the limelight. What else can I say? I had the main parts in most of the plays at school.
Good lad.
So that continuation of just that main character energy that my grandma gave me, one day your name's going to be in lights. And considering the life I've had and the struggles, my foster grandma has been my mom. She's been my day one. That is the love of my life. That is my, and she, you know, now that she's getting older, she's my baby. Oh. And now I want to take care of her. So I literally decided I'm just going to do it for her. Now I'm doing it for me, of course. But because we're so far apart, in my head I was like, well, reality TV is a great way for grandma to watch me and not be in London.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the plan. And that's where I've been headed. And it's just that inner child wanting to make her feel safe, knowing that I didn't feel that great here, there, and a few other places growing up. I just want to do that justice. All the suffering, the homelessness, the depression, I want to make it worth it. I cannot, I cannot live this life. I cannot just be depressed and wallow and self-pity. I have to make something for myself. I have to. I owe it to myself, you know? Doing it for grandma, but doing it for me is what's the priority now.
Yeah. She's instilled such strength and such a like determination and a hard work. She sounds like an incredible person, mate. I feel like I would love her.
Rose, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, she's brilliant. I call her England's Rose simply because to me she represents the best parts of Britain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really want to have scones and like tea with her. I feel like that would be so nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I. Yeah.
If you do go on my Instagram, yourself and those listeners, well, you will see I went to surprise her for her 76th birthday earlier this year, and she was so shocked. I got her family together and we took pictures. My friend came up from London because I was just like, you have instilled so much in me,
yeah,
and shown me how to love freely. We are two different colours. My grandma is a very British, white, Caucasian, whatever you want to call it, woman from up north.
Yeah.
But you have loved me and still to this day love me like your own. Let me love you back, please. Let me give you something back, you know? Yeah, I love her.
Someone believing in you like that and someone showing you like unconditional love can really be the difference between like how you see yourself, can't it?
Yeah. So different. Mm. She cannot imagine me being depressed. She just can't see. She doesn't want to imagine it. But she just has. Oh, she's just so brilliant.
I can see it all over your face. You love her so much.
Soon as filming's done, although as much as I want to go on holiday, I've got to kidnap her and take her to Scotland.
Yeah.
She really wants to go to Scotland.
Get her up there.
And have a wee dram. She likes a Guinness.
I love that. Get on the whiskies, you two. Get one of them hats. Like, you know, the checky hats with the ginger hair that comes underneath. Like, if I don't see a picture of you and your granny on Instagram wearing one of them with an... Oh, right, you know what you need as well? You need a haggis bomb, right? So I did a PA in Scotland... Haggis bomb. I did a PA in Scotland once. It's not sheep's intestines or anything gross like that. It's a Jaeger bomb with, instead of Red Bull, it's Iron Brew around the outside. You and granny on those, send me a fucking picture of that.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. That's
what I want to see. Otherwise, I do not consider it a success. as well as like all of your personal struggles and journeys, like you use your Instagram in particular to share like body positivity.
Yes.
I think like it's something I really endeavor and advocate for. Like when I was younger, on a smaller scale, like to obviously what you've experienced, I remember feeling like, you know, I was the chubby kid, I was the chubby girl, and I just thought I just thought when I grew up, I'd look like Rachel from Friends, or I'd look like Posh Spice. You know, I just thought you just grew up and you look like the girls on the telly and the girls in the magazines. Yeah. Like, it never occurred to me that actually, like, there's some women who just don't, and that you're just not represented, Vic, you know? So when I, of course, got to, like, adolescence and didn't just miraculously turn into Monica from Friends or whatever with my little washboard stomach, I was really disillusioned and confused and upset and annoyed. So I and it led me to have some quite difficult relationship with food and my body and exercise and everything, because I was like, well, why don't I look like everyone else? Is it something I'm doing wrong? So I weaponized exercise. I really punished myself for not being a size 6 or a size 8 or looking like the lasses in the magazines. Mm-hmm. So I try now, and I know you're trying to do similar, to show women that there's like more than one way to be beautiful, you know? Yeah. Like, we can have like a big butt or like little bit itty bitty boobs or like big squishy skin or a soft stomach. Like, all these things are super lovely. So I just wanted to say, firstly, congratulations and well done for being that shining bright light that Instagram needs. But also, that can't be easy.
It's not at all.
Some days it's hard, mate, isn't it? Yeah, some days when you look in the mirror and you're like, fucking hell, I don't even like what I say today, but I've got to go on there and act like I do for everybody else. Like, that's hard.
Yeah, it's so hard because people forget I have those days.
Yeah, you do. We're all entitled to them.
I'm not feeding it. I'm not feeding it. Do I need to go to the gym? Have I eaten? Oh, no. I need to lose weight. I think I need to change. This is not good. I'm going on TV. I'm going on TV. I've got to lose weight because people are going to call me fat. Hun, you've been fat for quite a while. So just want to make that clear. and that's what I say to women. And that's just like harsh reality. But let's laugh at it. You know,
let's humanize it. Let's normalize it. Everybody, everybody's bodies are different. That's beautiful. It's not. It should be celebrated.
You know, you're fine as you are. This is the body that you have. Whether you want to deny it or not, whether you want to hide it or not, hun, I always say I've given up on shapewear. I've completely given up. There are a few dresses and materials that require it, but overall, I'm not going to squeeze myself into it because no matter how tight you squeeze your stomach, when you take it off at night, hun, it all flops back down. So... be okay with it.
And also, like, it makes weeing an absolute nightmare. I don't know how many times I've ended up covered in my own piss. Because, honestly, because of, like, a really aggressive spank. And, like, at the start of the night, you're like, yes, look at these lines, look at these curves, I'm that bitch. Right? But, like, three drinks in, you can't navigate how to get them off and get them back up. So you're trying to pull it to one side. And you always just end up covered in your own piss. So now, mate, like, I'm so with you. I'm fucking
so
done.
So many stories. I've popped a nail. I love my acrylic.
110%. I've always snapped my nails.
Trying to get in and out of those hook and eye things all the way up. I'm like, what the?
Have you ever pulled wearing them, mate? Because that's fucking torture when your fella's like...
I'm going to be honest with you, no. When I've got shapewear on, I'm just not even going to bother because
it's not worth
that
it.
Is not going to be cute trying to kiss and take it all off and sort that... And you just got to go, what? To get the first clip
just
out.
Give
I don't
us,
want that.
Nah, just give us 5 minutes, mate. You'll think there's something wrong with you sitting in the toilet wrestling around with them. No way. I'm not having a poo. Nah, I can't. I can't.
Can't do it, won't do it. When I'm in all my shapewear, no. But that's the other reason why I've said I can't be bothered. Yeah. I say to women all the time, I just want you to know that when you put on that oversized t-shirt, you don't look like a size 8 all of a sudden. You haven't hidden anything. You just look like someone who's a size 24 in a baggy t-shirt. Huh? Yeah. Don't try and hide the belly. We're always trying to get rid of it. But it's there. Whether it's food, 2 kids, 3 kids, or, I don't know, a personal
just
health issue.
Straight up genetics sometimes. Like some
some
women just aren't made to be a size 8, and that's so fine.
Yeah,
but...
and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're just a result. I always say to my friends, my followers, myself, whenever you feel that change in your body, just say to yourself, oh, that's the media doing its job. Yeah. That's all that's happened to you. You're just a product of the media now, and that's okay because we scroll all the time, we watch, we swipe,
it's that Instagram,
we flip,
isn't it,
fast forward. So it's okay, but just learn how to defend yourself against those thoughts. I didn't want a perfectly round bump, so that's all Kim Kardashian's one. Yeah. Before that, my mum had cellulite, my grandma had cellulite, a couple of my friends had cellulite growing up. Yeah. Where did this obsession with a perfectly shaped round bum come from? Social media.
It's hard, isn't it?
Flip that.
You are doing a really nice job, mate. But even the Kardashians can't keep up with these unrealistic beauty standards that they've set for themselves. It's madness, isn't it? I feel like they're on this treadmill.
And they're hands on a treadmill. They are so many influencers. All the, you know, the slim ones, the slim thick ones. No way to be like. Even though they've gone and got the surgery, even though they've gone and got the BBL, I've zoomed in on one or two pictures and they've still edited it to make their waist look even smaller than it already is.
It's just still not enough. People, it's never going to be enough,
it's
mate.
It's never going to be enough. I know someone who got a BBL, loved it, and is now getting ready for round two.
No.
And if they don't like that, they probably might even go for round three. I'm just saying that beware of the health complications and please, for the love of God, get that aftercare. Make sure you're going to be all right once the surgery's done. But I can't advocate for that because I'm too much in love with who I am right now.
That is a sick thing to say. That is such music to my ears. Like, that is what we want every woman to say. Like, I'm sorry, like, if you want to do surgery, that's your journey. If you want to do, like, fitness, if you want to do health, if you want to, like, eat right, whatever your journey is, like, embrace it. But all I want to hear women say is... I'm just in love with myself right now. Like, that is all we want to hear. We've been told for years, mate, that we shouldn't love ourselves, that we're not good enough, that if we don't look like this or don't look like that, then we're not good enough. I'm all for flipping that script. Women are fucking over it. We are talked done.
You don't understand. No, so many women, so many people don't understand what confidence does.
Yeah.
Technically.
It scares people. That's what confidence does. It fucking scares people.
It intimidates them. Because I've, you know... If you look at my Instagram and then with what all the what we're supposed to aspire to, I don't fit any of the standards. Just about got a slightly smaller waist, but I'm quite round and I love it as I am. And really, truly, I should have my head down and be wearing big, long Parker jackets and trench coats. But when I walk into a room and I notice people looking at me, it can't be because I'm ugly, hun, because I put this outfit together and I know I look amazing. And if I walk into a room and people don't turn their heads and look at me, then I've got to walk in again because clearly I'm doing something wrong. You need to be staring at me. And I always say, when people stare at you, it's just because they've never seen a big woman looking good. Let them stare so they can get that photographic memory, because we're not here. This is not a one-time thing. Nah. I say to women, I'm championing you, but I'm going to need you to follow me, Barbara. Yeah. I'm going to need you to put the... I'm going to need your Bob strappy top on. Come on, Bobs. Let's go. And you as well, Cherry. And you, Diane.
Yeah.
Let's get the arms out, okay? Bingo wings. You're not going to fly away. I don't know why we call them bingo wings in the first place. The belly rolls, the back fat. Let's get it out, because the dress looks good regardless. Why? Because you're in it.
That's it. Like, I got really skinny once, mate. And I swear after this, I'm going to let it go. Like, I did, like... years of being probably too young and in the industry, you know, and just losing sight of myself and my sense of worth and all the rest of it. And I got down to about a size 6. And, like, I look back at pictures of me, right, and there's not one of us smiling. I was never happy, mate. And, like, you know, it's because... probably because I was fucking hungry, apart from anything else, mate. But, like, I look back and, like, now there's so many pictures of me, like, you know, size 12, like, big bum, like, bingo wings, like, cellulite on the back. I smile all the time, like, I've got a lovely boyfriend, I've got a great job I love, like, I exercise when I can, but I eat... And I eat because I eat the things I love and they make me happy. And, like, now, like, that's just what I think. I think when you smile, when you're confident, when you're living the life you deserve, like, that's what looks great in clothes. Yeah, that's what looks good in pictures. Right? Yes! It's confidence. It's owning who you are. That's what's sexy. Not a number on a scale, mate.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I've embraced my sexiness. I've got my mojo back and I'm literally... helping women and others, those who identify as, to do the same.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, before we wrap up, I always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a little pearl of wisdom, something that they stand by, you know? And you've had your ups and downs, but you stand before us like... fucking fabulous, feisty, and giving no fucks. And I just want to know what your secret was to getting your mojo back.
The secret, guys, to getting your mojo back is choosing to love your body, because there is no other option. It's the body you inhabit. It's the body you have. There's no point trying to dream it away. And know that in 10 years' time, you want to be able to say that you chose the life and didn't settle for it.
Yes.
We're not settling. Nah. We're not mediocre. Nah. We're not basic. We're not average.
Didn't come to be average.
There we go. Didn't come here to be average. Yeah. Aww. That's the secret. One of many.
Do you know what, babe? Like, I love you. I wish you all of the best of luck for the future, mate. I'm gonna sit and like binge a little bit now. I did episode 1 last night. I'm gonna watch episode 2 of Peckham's Finest now. I can't. Yeah. I just want to fucking watch episode 8 where it all kicks off. Though. That's the problem. That's who I am.
We're getting there. Don't worry. We're warming up to it. Right, we're gonna give you a big one. Thanks for this.
Good luck.
Yeah, gonna get the fireworks ready.
Ah, well, thank you so much for joining me today, mate. You're an inspiration and just a human ray of sunshine.
Yay! Thank you so much. I love this, every moment of it.
Well, everybody, that was Queen Mojo. We were just in the presence of fucking royalty right there, guys. And I don't know about you, but I feel royally inspired after that. Beautiful, inside and out. And if you want to hear more of Lady Mojo's amazing inspirational things, follow her on Insta. I just have, and you're not going to regret it. Her brand new show is on ITV2 Wednesdays at 10 p.m. And if you want to catch up, catch it on The Hub. That was Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, guys, and I hope you enjoyed it.